You have to put a screen and run up and keep from getting on your rugs.
Don't burn down your house.
Yeah.
What did you call that old black stuff?
Sap. Old black sap.
And when you cleaned out your stove, what did you do with what you took out of them?
Oh, just take the ashes, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we use it. Took the ashes down around the hog house, you know, because ashes were good for hogs. You used to take them out, you know, and put them down the hog pen, you know, where they would chew around on them. And ashes, we thought, was keep worms out of there, see.
But it wouldn't, too, without that.
I do it.
Did you ever use those on corn?
Well, not very much, no. I used to, you know, now, of course, I don't know just how Mother made it, you know. She used to make hominy out of corn, and she'd use ashes to get the hull off. I didn't know too much about how that was done, but that it. She used to do it that way. She used to use them to get the hull off the corn, see.
Well, it was wonderful the way people could make use of everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Make their own soap, make hominy.
Yeah, we made soap for years. We didn't, and every time we butcher, why, we'd make a bunch of soap, you know, out of the cracklings.
Now, you mentioned cracklings. What were those?
Oh, that's the, what you have left after you render the lard, see.
That's pieces of skin? And
no, you see, when you go to rent, you cut your lard, and usually cut it in chunks, you know, about so big, you know, the fat of the hog, and throw it into a big kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it won't all render up. Well, then when you get through taking the lard off, well, you've got those cracklings left in the bottom, see. You get quite a bunch of cracklings you take out of it. Oh, you get 2-3 gallon of them out of a kettle of lard, see.
Uh-huh.
And they'd use them then to make soap out of them.
Uh-huh. You ever put those in mush?
Well, yes, some people made us. We never did put them in mush, but some people would. In fact, the business, everybody nibbled at them, you know, when they was fresh.
Uh-huh. I seen those in little plastic or cellophane bags for sale in markets, cracklings.
Yeah.
10 cents, and you get a little bitty handful
of
them.
Yeah.
How times have changed.
Yeah.
What furniture did you have in the house when you were a boy?
Well, our first house, the first building that we had here, was only 14 by 16. Well, there was Mom and I, and Dad, and my sister. So, you know, there wasn't much furniture in that house outside of the bed, the tunnel bed. I had a tunnel bed, and a place to eat, and a stove, and about all there was, you see,
mm-hmm.
In the early days. Of course, after that, why, Daddy built a pretty nice home, a pretty nice little home. And, of course, as he built the house, we bought more furniture. Mom was a good housekeeper, and she even bought an organ and took lessons after she was married. But she took lessons the same time I took, and she's given me lessons on the organ. I wouldn't stay with it. I wish I had.
I think this is one of those regrets that everyone has.
I could have learned.
Just followed up with my
music. I could have learned music. I wouldn't have any trouble learning music. I just didn't have time to practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my trouble. I didn't get a chance till I was in college, and then I elected to take a course in music. I never worked so hard in my life for anything.
Yeah.
5 hours a week just practicing.
Yeah.
And then I think I took this for about a year and a half, and when I finished it, I didn't have a piano.
Yeah.
But it was fun while it lasted.
Well, I could have learned music because. In fact, yet I can sit down and play 2-3 pieces, you know, that I used to know when I was a kid, but I just didn't have time to practice.
Mm-hmm.